Amen. And I was talking to the Lord, and I was saying, well, we've got a new year. And the Lord said to me, he said, well, you aren't finished with what you started. And he is the author and finisher of our faith. And he who begins a good work in us is faithful to see it through to completion. And God says to me, don't start something you don't finish. Amen. Is there anything wrong with that? So tonight, we're going to continue our study and hope with help. Faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. We glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations bring us patience, and patience gives us experience, and experience gives us hope, and hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. But tonight, in Colossians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Colossus, verse number 3, he says, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, praying for the church, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. And tonight we're going to look at, first we're going to look at the eternal hope we have, the eternal hope. And one thing is, we even have hope in death. So if you look with me in Proverbs chapter 14, Proverbs 14, I got a new Bible, so it hasn't been broke in yet. Isn't it nice and pretty? How many know it won't stay nice and pretty long? It'll still be nice, but it won't be pretty. Praise God. Solomon says this, and it's important for us to get a hold of the words of wisdom, you know, that the Bible tells us wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. God wants you to understand. And you know one thing, the devil cannot steal from you what you understand. He can only steal what you're confused about. And Solomon says in verse number 30, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of bones. He that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that honoreth him have mercy on the poor. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous have hope in his death. You know, in Romans 6:23, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen? So, you know, we're saying that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So we are ushered immediately into the presence, so we don't fear death. Amen. Because death has lost its sting. The grave has lost its victory because of who we are. So we have hope in eternal life. We have hope in even death, but we also have hope in life also. The Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 24. Verse number 15, he says, and have hope towards God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense towards God and towards men. Amen. Jesus made it simple for you and I. I think when Jesus came to Lazarus's grave, and John 11, 25 and 26, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? Amen. So what the Lord is saying is we have hope in death. We have hope in life. But we also have hope in the resurrection. Amen? I don't know about you, but I my mom and dad has preceded me by the grave. And I'm excited that one day that they'll be resurrected. Amen. So he says in 1 Peter, in resurrection, in 1 Peter chapter 1, the Apostle Peter writes, he says, blessed be the God, verse number 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Amen? You know, my friend J.O., he's had a lot of relatives die this past year, you know, in 2019. He said there was 3 of them, 2 sons and a father, right? You know, and even in that, the only hope we have is in the resurrection. You know, that's what we have to look past where we're going through. Amen. So God gives us hope, even in death. We have hope of life, and that hope comes by the resurrection. Amen. And so if we believe the God's word, the Bible says the trumpet shall sound and the dead in Christ shall be raised, and those that are alive be called up to meet the Lord in the air to ever be with the Lord. If you're looking at reality of where we're at in the body of Christ in our world today, that trumpet could sound at any time. You know, things are being set in order and set in place for the tribulation period, which is prophesied in Revelations and in Daniel, and these things are being set and put in place even now. Well, nobody knows the time or the hour, because he says, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. You know, when I look at that, you know, I thought about it. Well, I'll just wait to that moment and give my heart to Jesus when I was running from him. And the Lord said, blink your eyes. Blink your eyes. Everybody blink your eyes. That's how fast it is. That's a twinkle of an eye. Hallelujah. Amen. See what you can do in that fast. What can you get accomplished? Amen. Yeah. That's why it's better for us to be ready now. Amen. So secondly, it's not only our eternal hope, but we have an eternal home. I love Jesus' word where he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. Some of the other versions say, in my Father's house there are many cabins. Amen. When I think of the royalty of the one I serve, there's nothing wrong with a cabin. Amen. So we're looking at our eternal home. So what we're to do on this earth now is to deposit our deposits in heaven. Jesus gave us instructions in Matthew chapter 6. Verse number 19. He said, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You know, that's why Jesus just made it simple. I think one of my favorite scriptures, and I probably have always used favorite. I don't know why I even use that word, because it just seems like there could be scriptures. But in Matthew 6:33, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And, you know, so we're not stacking our treasures on earth. We're stacking them in heaven. Amen. I don't know about you, but my life, you and I are in the covenant of Abraham, which is 120 years. And a lot of us don't make it to the covenant of Abraham. But that's the covenant we're under. We're under the covenant of Abraham. Some say, well, we're under that. Some psalmist was 70 years, but that's not according to God's word. I've been grafted into Abraham through Jesus Christ. I come into the covenant of Abraham, and Abraham is 120 years. Amen? So this light, but 120 years or 100 years or whatever, compared to eternity, is just a little moment. It's just a little space and time, you know? And the Bible says, this corruptible will put on the incorruptible, and this mortal shall put on the immortality, and death will be swallowed up in victory. Amen? And there's a millennial reign. There's a 1,000-year reign here on earth, and, you know, 1,000 years without growing old. We wouldn't have grew old to begin with if it wasn't for sin. Amen? But thank God that he defeated sin and death by Jesus Christ. So we're to deliver in Luke chapter 10. Are y'all with me tonight? Jesus said, in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, he says, "Behold, I give unto you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Amen? You know, and 1 John 5, 13, he says, "These things have I written unto you that you may know." It's a know-so mentality that we have at eternal life. So to destine, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul says in verse number 1, he says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked." Amen? So we find first that we have an eternal hope. Amen? It's not temporary, it's eternal. We have an eternal hope, a home. But we also have an eternal hold, you know. In other words, the hold that we have, it's pure. It's pure. And Psalms 12, verse number 6. This is about God preserving the godly. He says, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever." So what I'm establishing here is what we're holding on to is God's word, because his word is perfect. Amen? In Psalms 18, verse number 30, the psalmist says this. He says, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect." Amen? So it's also, it's our protection, our protector. Solomon says in Proverbs chapter 30, verse number 4. He says, "Who have ascended up into heaven or descended? Who have gathered the wind in his fist? Who have bound the waters in a garment? Who have established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Amen. In Revelation, he says, if we add to or take from, he'll add to us the plague, okay? In other words, I don't have to add to God's word. His word is enough. He's more than enough. He's El Shaddai, okay? God's word is sufficient. So many times people were trying to add to it to make something else out of it, and God doesn't want us to add to his word. His word is what has the effect. If faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, how is our faith going to increase in this room? By the pure, unadulterated word of God. Amen? You know, we all have many thoughts and we have many opinions, and God doesn't care if we add our thought to it or we add our opinion to it, but he said, don't not change it. Don't add to it. Don't take it. I just wonder sometime when I was praying, what happens to all those men that wrote different versions of the Bible where you finally have a Bible where there's no truth left in it anymore? To have it published, it has to be different. And so to be different, something has to be changed to make it different. And so we have many, many verses of the Bible, and some of them don't have any truth in them whatsoever. Amen? And the reason I'm saying this is you have to have something different to get a copyright. You're not going to get a copyright if you're just copying somebody else's book. So if they're going to market it and sell this Bible, and they have to, if some of them have been changed so much, some of you read it, there's nothing left in it. But he said his word is pure. Is that word still pure? Amen. Is it still effective? Yes. Is it still transforming and changing lives? Amen? In other words, God wants you to know that he changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? Amen. So we can hold on to his word. For all the promises of God in him are what? Yes and amen. Amen? And sometimes it isn't convenient, or sometimes it isn't. Sometimes when we read the word, the literature of it or the writing of it doesn't sound eloquent or whatever. But God didn't make it eloquent; he made it truth. Amen. And I don't know about you. He says what? And ye shall know the, and the truth shall make you. Will error make you? Amen. Amen. In other words, here's what he's saying to us tonight. Don't change the word. Let the word change you. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Amen. So let us choose to rejoice for our eternal hope that God has given us in eternal home because we take hold of his eternal word. Amen. That's all I got. Hallelujah. Can we stand? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for every man and woman and child that's in this room tonight, Father God. I thank you for the faithfulness to come out, and I pray for those that couldn't make it, and you know why. But Father God, I pray for each and every one here, Father God. You sent your word to accomplish something in every heart and every life. And what you're saying to us tonight is you're reminding us that no matter what we're going through, it's only temporary. And that you take us from glory to glory, even as by your Spirit. And that we have hope, and our hope is not temporary. It's eternal. And we have a home. The one we're living in now temporary, but you have given us an eternal home. And whatever tries to hold us here is only temporary, because you have an eternal hold on every one of us, because we put our trust in you and you alone. Now, Father God, I pray that you meet each and every one right where they are. Wrap your loving arms around them, Father God. Let your love saturate their hearts and lives, Father God. And Father God, just minister to their hearts. Your word tells us not to grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we do not faint or give up. So, Lord, I thank you that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. So we glorify you in our infirmities, that your power may rest upon us. So, Lord, tonight we thank you for our eternal hope, our eternal home, and our eternal hold, that your word holds on, and that we're to hold on to everything that you've said, and will never cease to give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.